Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to The Great Awakening. I'm Russell Foster, and for the next 30 minutes, I'll be your host as we explore what it means to tap into your power within the light. I'm really excited today because we have a fantastic show that really delves deep into what it means to tap into our potential as a human being, as a spiritual being. And I've got on the line Dr. Lee Vickers, author of Bodies of Light and creator of what I would say, at least in my opinion and my experience, perhaps the most profound system for stripping away all the things that we're not, all the things that are getting in our way, and really allowing the best parts of us to shine. Dr. Lee, are you there with us?
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to bring you on the radio show. It's always a pleasure to just have a conversation with you and just have you share your insights and your experience. And so yes. Just share briefly what it is, the Bodies of Light program. Just share briefly what you'd like to talk about today.
Well, it's all about tapping into your power with Bodies of Light. And when I talk about your power, I'm talking about the innate power of you and all of your listeners as a limitless being of light.
Well, I love that part, limitless being of light, because I think what happens is that, you know, so often we get wrapped up into this physical casing that, you know, that we are this human being. And yes, the human part of us does have certain limitations, and we tend to, I don't want to speak for everybody, but I know my own personal self, you know, it's easy to get wrapped up in the physical body and the limitations of the physical body and forgetting that we do have all these really high powers that you're talking about. So
right.
In your experience, how do we strip away some of that stuff and get to the root of who we are?
Basically, it really comes into the face of original sin in the idea that you did something wrong to create this dwindling spiral, when in essence, you have always been a limitless being of light. And the things that are there that are meant to help you just strip away the things that are blocking the inherent flow of you, the inherent flow of you allowing yourself to shine. And I describe those blockages, which have historically been called karma, and they've called them samsara. I call them a subscara, which is just a hidden scar within yourself that blocks your inherent nature to allow yourself to shine.
Right, and so what you're saying is, if I understand you correctly, is some of these kind of hidden scars tend to repeat, you know. And, you know, one mm-hmm. of the things that I'm fascinated with as a hypnotherapist is the power of mm-hmm. the subconscious mind and how patterns that we've developed from a very young age continue to repeat. And actually what you're saying, which I like, is that sometimes patterns don't necessarily even come from this lifetime.
Exactly.
You know, that we have patterns from past lives that continue to bleed into our present life. And what
as
I love
you
about
well
your
know
as,
yeah and I want to bring up, because of course you went through the Bodies of Light program and you allowed the light, which only takes 13 minutes, and I want to encourage all of your listeners to do the 13 minute challenge for free on bodiesoflight.net, and to do it three times a day for free for 30 days and not see their entire life explodes with consciousness, explodes with health, wealth, and happiness to the degree that they never thought possible. But I want to turn the question around on what did you experience doing Bodies of Light and allowing your true nature to shine through?
Well, I think the most profound thing that I experienced over the year that I did the work was just every time I was able to release an old blockage and get progressively farther into the program was a more expanded awareness of why things work the way they work, a deeper connection to everything and everyone around me, including what we would think about as, you know, inanimate objects or even living things. But like every living thing, every inanimate object has its own awareness. It has its own consciousness. And you can actually begin to feel things that are, you know, we would consider as either not living or, you know, the grass and the trees and the air.
Yeah.
And I remember being in Hawaii in one experience, and I could actually feel the happiness and the joy of the trees and the land and the water, almost as each one of them, you know, was like a real life person, you know. I wasn't really speaking, interacting with them that way, but as we begin to get back into the true nature of who we are as spiritual beings, that all opens up, that potential opens up to us.
Right, and what's so funny is that people have, a lot of people don't understand that there's consciousness flowing all around us, that all life has consciousness, and even all matter has consciousness. And the key is that their ability, and I always say, the only reason that people don't already know that they're a limitless being of light is because they're stuck, because their energy has come down over, and here I'm going to say it, over thousands of lifetimes and millions of years, people lowered their own energy to where they thought that they, now where people think that they're human. And so what's so funny is in 13 minutes, people can feel the light flowing through them and realize that they're a limitless being of light. So I know, just as you already knew this before you did Bodies of Light, but can you imagine the people who do the 30-day challenge for free and do Bodies of Light 3 times a day for 30 days? Do you feel that they'll know that they're a limitless being of light after 30 days? What do you feel?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it goes back to the whole, you know, one of my favorite quotes is by Einstein that talks about, you know, that we can't solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that creates it. And what that really means, in other words, is that if we get to a certain level of consciousness, that all problems are solvable. And the interesting thing is, this makes so much sense, but yet not very many people, there aren't many methods out there for actually telling people or teaching people how to increase their level of consciousness to a place where they can actually see the solution. And yet, in my estimation, that's a lot about what the Bodies of Light program is a tried and true method for increasing your level of consciousness to where you can then see potential solutions that you couldn't see before.
Exactly. And the way I explain it, which you will know, is that there's only two energies in the universe. You have a sun and a black hole. And so you have light and dark. And so light is creation energy, and darkness is destruction energy. But the only reason that darkness is destruction is because it's a lack of light. So, you know, it's just, there is no creation there. So if it's a vacuum, it's like if you go into space and you put your body in space, it immediately shrivels up to a raisin. And so what you find is that when people are on this path into the darkness, it's a path of pain and suffering. And that as you learn to walk the path into the light, it's a path into higher awareness, and it's also a path into pleasure, which I'm sure you realize that every step into the light, as you keep doing Bodies of Light and raising your vibration, gives you more and more pleasure, to the point where probably within even a month, a person can feel good all the time. Because we say that, you know, if you're going on the right path, you should feel good 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So,
well, it reminds me, you know, it kind of reiterates what you're talking about, because so often, you know, when we go on vacation and the times that we really feel energized are the times that we go out and we do something at the beach or we do something in nature, we go hiking, you know, these are the things that we do. And that's exactly what you're talking about, which is getting away from the day-to-day activities. But more importantly is connecting us back to our roots, you know, that our spiritual roots, you know, within nature and within the energy of the light and all the things, you know, that come from that.
And what I'm saying is that it's something you have to do every day. It's something that you have to say every day, because it's like exercise. So before anyone exercised, you had a lot of people that were out of shape. Now that you have a lot of people exercise, you have their bodies, their physical bodies, getting in much better shape. Now what this is, Bodies of Light, is exercise for your light body. So you have a lot of people with flabby and weak and low energy light bodies that when they do Bodies of Light, they literally charge up, and they feel happy, and they feel healthy, and the four main organ systems work better. And I want to go into those four main organ systems for your listeners at home or wherever they're listening. And, of course, those are heart, stomach, liver, and pancreas. And so can I go into those now on the hands?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Take it away.
Great. So you have your left hand into your thumb is your heart meridian, your heart chakra or heart energy goes in that area. So at home, what I want you to do is you take your right thumb and forefinger and squeeze your left thumb, putting your thumb into the palm of your left hand. So if you think of your left thumb as a chicken leg, that meaty part in your palm, squeeze that and squeeze it hard. Like really put your thumb and squeeze it in there hard, or squeeze the front part hard. Now, if that's painful, that left shoulder into the left thumb, that's the heart chakra. So if that's painful, then that indicates low heart chi, meaning that the energy into the heart meridian is a bit low and could indicate all sorts of problems that they'll need to learn about on the video when they do the 30-day challenge at bodiesoflight.net. And so if there's any pain, so what would you tell? You would tell them that their energy is low in the heart, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And what I love about this is that, you know, you're using a physical technique to get actual physical results, but what you're really measuring is the energy, and that's such a powerful connection. We can talk about more of that later if we have time, but continue. Go ahead with the next.
And then the next one in the left hand is the web, and that's in the palm of the hand between the thumb and pointer finger, right in the palm. If you squeeze in there on the left hand, that in the web of the left hand, that would be the stomach meridian and the stomach chi. So if there's any pain that point on the left hand in the palm right there in the web, then that would be low stomach chi. And of course, people also call it a headache point. And so if the headache is coming from low stomach chi, it's on the left hand. Now, when they do bodies of light, that energy is going to open up. So if any of your listeners have pain in any of those places, when they go to the 30-day challenge at bodiesoflight.net, they're going to find that heals in real time. Of course, we don't have time to go through that now, but at least they kind of understand it. And now when we go to the right hand, the right web would be the liver chi. And so if you squeeze in the right hand with your left thumb and forefinger right there in the palm, and you squeeze in there, now if that's painful, that indicates low liver chi. And then when we go into the right thumb, that would be pancreas. So just like you have the left thumb for heart, the right thumb, when you squeeze into the part of the right thumb that goes into the palm and squeeze in there, if it's tender and painful, that indicates low pancreas chi. So those are the four main systems that you, right off the get-go, you learn in Bodies of Light, and that when you do it, as the energy opens up in those four main systems, your listeners feel better. And that's where we want them, where I want them to do the 30-day challenge for free at bodiesoflight.net and not see that their body feels better. But it's not just their body, right? So as you well know, with the law of attraction, that within the light is the creative nature of the universe, and within the dark is the destructive nature. So light and dark energy cannot occupy the same space. So when you bring the light into your body with Bodies of Light, it naturally cleanses away the dark energies. And I've had people that have had diarrhea for 2 or 3 months just on saying Bodies of Light, because it's like a light cleanse. You don't even have to go to the Walgreens to get it, or you don't have to buy it, because the light's all around us. What have you experienced with that, with the cleansing with Bodies of Light?
Well, yeah, and I just want to go back and talk about how profound it is briefly that you can actually just touch the four different points, you know, the two on each hand, and really get an instantaneous read of what your body's doing right this minute, you know. And more importantly, that to do that first, and then after you do the Bodies of Light technique, which only takes a few minutes, you know, then you can go back and reevaluate each of these points, and you can see that it's like this is not a game. This is really powerful stuff. It's almost profoundly simple how powerful this is. And and like you said too, I think that, you know, we are a society that has really become clogged up in a lot of different ways. You know, we're dehydrated. You know, our bodies are full of all kinds of different toxins, energetic toxins, physical toxins, and anything that can kind
and
of
mental
release
toxins,
all that.
Right? People
mental
have negative
toxins.
Thoughts.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing is, I think that we've reached a tipping point in the consciousness where more and more people are aware, not just about the theory of some of these things, but they're getting some practical applications of how it works. And I think that that's what I find so profound about this system is that extremely practical that you can measure and you can test every aspect of the program, and everything
right.
kind of fits together, where a lot of different methodologies
yeah.
out there are really, really good, but they're limited to one specific area. They
right.
don't cross over. There's no synergy between the physical, the mental, the spiritual, and everything else.
Yeah. And it's exciting because, you know, to go into the mental is that I've had people like who've had PTSD, who've had a mental problem, like an upset, like a shock, where they activated these the pain body. They've activated these old karma, the old patterns. And the way I explain it is basically 99.9% of what's wrong with you has nothing to do with this lifetime. It has to do with these shocks that activate past life psychic scars, which I describe akin to lumps of coal or little black holes that are within your energy body or within you as a light being, and they drain you. And so what's
right.
so amazing is that when you flow enough light, love, and forgiveness through those lumps of coal, through those little black holes with bodies of light, that you literally transform those painful experiences, those lumps of coal, into the most brilliant diamonds.
Absolutely. That is powerful stuff.
Yeah, and you've experienced it because I want to bring up, you know, you've experienced some past lives. I know you had patterns where you had, if I can say it, where you did past lives where you'd been on alien ships as well as regular ships, right? And you kept having these patterns in the ships, right, where they had crashed had problems.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the recurring themes that we had that was actually very interesting because it explains, you know, my fascination in this lifetime with anything to do with, you know, science fiction or space travel. Or, I mean, if any of that stuff comes on TV, I'm like, oh, I'm all over it. But the interesting thing is there's a total understanding of, like, I'm not just watching this stuff on TV and this isn't fantasy,
right.
this is real stuff. And
right.
as I started to explore some of the specific past lives, it's funny because then I started realizing that not only what we see on TV on Star Trek and Star Wars is real, but there's so much more out there that we haven't even really explored that's happened on, you know, either in the past or on different planets or whatever. And
yeah.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
And I'll just say, though, before Earth technology, that it's so important that as your memories, as you even had your memories open up of before Earth technology, of different races and planets and spaceships and all these different technologies, is that we've had people on this planet who've experienced all this before Earth technology. And I see that the major hope for mankind is that a lot of those people who've experienced that we're able to bring that back to evolve our planet to higher and better form with the technology as well as spiritually and energetically. So it's kind of like an entire thing where I'm sure your memories have – how much better have your memories gotten doing a lot of bodies of light, not just how amazing you feel, but, like, even your memories? Or,
yeah, I mean, and the cool thing is kind of like you said, is that all I need to do is set my intention on knowing something or remembering a past life experience or an aspect of a past life, and all of a sudden the information just shows up, you know. And,
right.
So it's extremely powerful. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I think is so interesting, it's a little bit unfortunate because we've developed so much technology over the past couple of years, especially in
mm-hmm.
the, you know, found the Western culture, that we've really gotten away from who we are, you know, as spiritual
right.
beings. And if we can get back, I mean, just the knowledge and the, you know, the awareness
right.
that we are eternal beings of light and that we're, you know, that we're constantly evolving would that
right.
in alone would shift the consciousness on the planet. So we wouldn't
yeah.
have any of these wars over these
right.
what we call limited resources or whatever else. There'd be no reason to fight because,
know.
you know.
And we come,
you know,
first, that's
don't.
Where we come into the We Are One world. We want to do those events in San Francisco and in Jerusalem, Israel, and in another place in Europe in January, to where people around the world can realize we are one world. And as young people remember their past lives, imagine that those kids who are Palestinian remembering they were Jewish, and the Jewish kids remembering they were Palestinian, you know, in these areas, how they realize, why would I want to hurt myself? Why, you know, I'm a limitless being of light has nothing to do with the body this lifetime. And it really is all about light, love, and oneness, because it's the light that brings us together and the darkness that separates us. And, you know, since the light is where all the pleasure is at, we all just want to have a lot of fun, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're kind of going pretty broad, but to come back to the power within the light with your listeners, is the facts are this, is that you can feel good 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and that when you feel unhappy and drained and sad, it's just because your vibration has come down to the point where you don't have enough energy to feel good. And so when you do Bodies of Light and do the challenge for 30 days, you're going to feel so much better. And it's going to, and this literally brings the law of attraction into your life for real. Because when you ignite your body with all that light, you will attract your best life and repel your worst life to the degree that, you know, the diarrhea pushes out the bad stuff out of your body, but even what you're eating. You know, I have people that are trying to eat, like, toxic food. They go try to eat junk food after they do a lot of Bodies of Light, and they literally can't even lift the food up to their mouth because their energy is repelling the toxic food they drop it because it's so low, and then they intuitively are attracted to the foods that heal them, the carrot juice and the greens and the healthy foods, that they're literally attracted to the stuff that helps them. See, when their energy and vibration is so low, because they have all this low vibration, like attracts like. And so when they're really low vibration, they can eat all the junk food, and they're literally addicted to the path into the darkness. They're addicted to this low vibrational living. And when they do Bodies of Light for 30 days for free at bodiesoflight.net, they change all of it, and they bring their energy so high that they don't even want to eat the toxic food. They don't want to drink the toxic beverages. They're encouraged. Their body literally attracts them to the healing foods and the essences that because their vibration, that like attracts like on a food level, right?
Yeah, and that was one of the other things that I was going to say is that, you know, there's so often this myth with the law of attraction that if you do this and you do that, everything's just going to be attracted to you. But everybody seems to be missing the important step when it's the law of attraction.
Which is the charge.
It's the charge, but then you have to take action. So first you get your energy body all charged up, and then what you do is you have an intention and you begin to follow, and you get these really powerful creative ideas about what you should be doing that's going to move you forward to that you want. And I think that there's this myth that everybody just, if you just meditate enough on what you want or you set the intention, it's going to happen.
Right.
And it's the combination of the energetic charge and then using that to tap into the infinite amount of energy and information that's out there in the field, and then using that to guide you to what it is
right.
you're supposed to be doing, going to serve you best. And there
so
seems to be
I
a real disconnect.
You, so I want to ask you, so is Bodies of Light the missing link for the law of attraction?
I would say absolutely, absolutely, because it really comes down to that. It comes down to the two, but, you know, for me, what I found was that the combination of getting your energetic bodies charged up so that you could actually tap into your intuitive guidance so much that it becomes almost crystal clear what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. And when you're actually
right.
able to discern those two and take action on all that, all of a sudden you create your best life, because then you follow
right.
what you're supposed to be doing, and then everything
exactly.
works in your favor. And quite often
yeah.
it goes against the logical mind. I say that all the time, that sometimes the logical
yeah.
mind likes to get in the way and go, hey, what are you doing? But the reality is that's the way it's always worked, you know?
Yeah, which I later will have to have a show on ego, where we always talk about how the ego tries to take you off the path into the light, which I know is a different show. But I know,
yeah,
I want to let your listeners know, so as they raise their vibration, as they tap into their limitless powers of being of light, what they have to look forward to. And I'm going to say, so when did you start becoming more telepathic with Bodies of Light? Because I'll just ask you, so when you started doing it, how long did it take for you to become more telepathic?
It was really just a couple classes in. You know, there's just
yeah.
you know, the, not so,
like
so
a couple
much
weeks,
the first
right?
one. Yeah, a couple of weeks in of doing, you know, doing the bodies of light, you know, on a regular basis. And that, and that's what I think is another thing that's so important is that, you know, we're in a society that thinks there's this magic pill that if I do this or I do that, then I'm done for the rest of my life and I don't have to do it anymore. And it's really not that simple. It's an ongoing process that you have to dedicate yourself to. Just like going to the gym and exercise, just like eating right, you have to do it on a regular basis. And the more you do it and the more consistent you are, the more you feel it's like a phase shift. But the more you do, the easier it gets. The easier it gets, the more you want to do it, which is not like most programs, it's the other way around. You know, the more you do, the more you're like, all right, okay. This one is actually very different with that. And, you know, as far as tapping into it and, Now I find if I want to understand something, I set my intention. I do a couple of bodies of light. I might actually meditate on it a little bit afterwards. But generally, I find the answers very quick. Sometimes it just comes to me in my head. Sometimes I search the internet.
And, of course, we call that
the answer
flashing,
will come.
Right?
Exactly.
What your audience is going to look forward to is that when you do a lot of bodies of light, you're going to flash on the answer. So, like, where should I eat? And then, boom, it flashes. The only reason people aren't flashing is because their energy is just too low. And that when they when they ignite, it's like charging up, like putting the batteries in the little Energizer battery bunny. You know, when you charge up your energy, all these abilities happen. So flashing happens. And another one, which, of course, is astral travel, which is a very normal thing that happens when you do a lot of bodies of light. When would you say your astral travel got ignited for you when you did bodies of light, is what I was wondering.
That probably took more of a couple of months where I could do it on like on demand. You know, in the beginning, I used to get like little flashes of what to do or where to go and things like that. But after probably about 2 months, I started being able to do it on a more regular basis, like on demand, where I wanted to go. Like, okay, let me go here and see if this is somewhere I want to go, or if this is something I want to avoid.
And how about the remote viewing when you actually go to a restaurant and know that it's good or bad for you before you even show up? Tell them, when did you notice that more?
Again, that was probably about 2 months in. That might have been, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, somewhere around there where I was actually able to go like, all right, let's see if we should go there or not and realize.
Yeah, are we supposed to go to this restaurant? We'd feel there and like, we'd be calling, nope, we're not going there.
Yeah, we've got a couple of minutes only. This is a loaded show. We've got a ton of stuff to talk about, and we're getting down to the wire here. So in the last couple of minutes, I know you want to, again, encourage everybody to go to bodiesoflight.net, and they can get the information for free right there. They can do the Bodies of Light activation, which takes 30-day minutes.
Challenge. Do it every day for 30 days.
Yeah. So we got that. And what else would you like to share in the next couple of minutes?
Well, I just want to let them know that there's no reason to lower their energy for anyone, and that they're meant to make this world a better place, and that when they shine their light, not only do they raise the vibration of their life, but they raise the vibration of their family, their community, their country, and the world at large. And that it's not about changing anyone else, but changing yourself. And that when you change yourself, you change the world. And it's like a Gandhi quote, be the change you want to see in the world. Well, this is vibrate the change you want to see in the world. So raise your vibration and not see that everything in your life changes.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful. And, like I said, in closing here, we got about another minute and a half. But, you know, basically it's so powerful when you understand that the best thing that you can do for the world is to make the best you can make for yourself, because that has the ripple effect of, you know, enhancing and affecting the global consciousness. And of course, by setting example for other people, then, you know, you can encourage them to do it without forcing them to do it. That's a whole, could talk about that whole thing, you know, encouraging people versus.
Thing is that we're cheerleaders. We're here to encourage people, because the nature of the light is very much to cheer people on, that you can never force anyone to walk a path into the light. All we can do is show the path, shine the path, and cheer people on to walk the path, and that they're a limitless being of light, and that they are going to bring the light in for themselves and everyone else. But it starts with you. So it's about your listeners doing bodies of light and changing their life and making the world a better place from within themselves.
Very good, Dr. Lee. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this half hour with us. I wish we had more, but we'll just have to schedule for another time. And to all of us out there, I hope you got a tremendous amount of value from our conversation today and from the information we shared. And absolutely, go to bodiesoflight.net and do the 30-day challenge. And with that, thank you so much. We'll see you again
soon. And I look forward to doing this, and I look forward to showing people more about Ergo My Ego and loving every
Absolutely.
Piece of themselves and how that changes everything.
Very good. Perfect.
Great.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.